Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. If you have allergies, bad odors, or damp smells, you need the Thunderstorm. Go to EdenPure.com and put in code HOWIE10 to save $10 plus free shipping. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
You have any plans to visit the border?
At some point, you know, we are going to the border. We've been to the border.
I know from experience, dude. You know what I mean?
No, you don't.
Well, not me personally, but a guy I know.
No, they didn't.
No, they didn't. But you can imagine what it'd be like if they did, right? Huh?
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studio.
I was on Long Island this weekend, and I was really disturbed. I saw, in some cases, just dozens of American flags, which, you know, is also just disturbing because essentially the message was clear. It was, this is my country. This is not your country. I own this.
We've got to run to the trouble, folks. And what is the trouble? The trouble is the Biden administration that is seeking to turn this country into a socialist hellhole.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats, beware. It's Howie Carr.
That last sound cut is from the Lieutenant Governor of North Carolina, Mark Robinson. He was at the speech. He's one of the opening speakers at the event that President Trump was at on Saturday night in Greenville, North Carolina. He's really good. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. I'd like to play some more cuts from that Yale psychiatrist. I played one last night. The audio wasn't very clear, and because I guess it's just on a blog. Yale University has not been very forthcoming with the audio for reasons you might understand. But it's called her speech is called The Psychopathic Problem of the White Mind, and it's by someone called Dr. Aruna Kila Nani. And again, she's a physician, an MD, psychiatrist. Her parents are MDs, immigrated from Pakistan. And she went to private schools. And again, she does not look like a person of color to me, but she claims to be a person of color because I guess it's so terrible to be white. And I don't know why her parents came over to this terrible country with all these horrible white people in the country. They've killed a lot of Christians have been killed in Pakistan recently, haven't they? There are a lot of Christians who are always being killed in Pakistan or kidnapped and raped or forcibly converted or thrown into prison for professing Christianity. But I guess that's the society that she prefers or her parents preferred, although they came here. So maybe they didn't prefer it. All right. 844-500-4242. Time now for the Chump Line.
Joe Biden created a good-paying green energy job for John Kerry.
We're waiting to get the list of John Kerry's staff. We put in a FOIA request about 3 weeks ago to the State Department, and we're just hoping it comes in fairly soon. I think it's going to be very revealing.
And just think, the Krispy Kreme donut, the free beer, the free marijuana shot, a chance at $15 million. All this and more can be yours if the jab is right.
Behind door number one, we have Moderna. Behind door number two, we have Pfizer. Behind door number three, we have J&J. Which door do you pick? The Chump Line is brought to you today by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, remembering the father of medicine, good old Hippocrates, who coined the term first do no harm. This used to be taught in better medical schools to healthcare professionals. When did that change?
Jeff Bezos wants to get shot into space. I sense a great opportunity here.
I thought he was talking about years down the road, but this is coming up pretty quickly. Is he? I don't understand this. Why would, you know, even if you were, sleeping out on the street in the South End, why would you want to be shot into space and take that kind of chance of being killed? It doesn't make sense, let alone if you're worth $200 billion.
Charlie Parker here. I want to encourage you to take a shot. Oh, I can't say shot. That's a trigger term. Oh, my gosh, trigger is a trigger term. I want you to take an inoculation just because I said to do it. I'm Charlie Parker.
I'm Charlie Parker, and I'm sure hoping Fauci's right about this variant so I can shut down the state again and put a bunch more people out of business. I want to get the unemployment rate back up to number one where it belongs. And, you know, we're still dueling with Rhode Island for the number three spot. What if they slide ahead of me and I go down to number four for deaths?
I just saw climate czar John Kerry on the news stating we're in day three of a heat pandemic and mandating we stay cool in our homes, and if we must go outside, to cover our foreheads with an ice pack until the numbers come down.
You know, how classic was it that the remember Memorial Day weekend? That was a long time ago, 10 days ago. Remember it was like in the 40s and it was raining all the time, but it was miserable. And again, cold and damp. Now the temperature goes up to 90 degrees for 2 or 3 days, and the globe is full of these apocalyptic headlines. Climate change is real!
Tucker, Taylor, it's Howie. Say, what's the difference between a fortune cookie and Anthony Fauci? There's a chance what the cookie says might actually be true.
That's pretty good. I don't mind taking credit for that. That would be good in a fortune cookie. What's the difference between this fortune cookie and what Anthony Fauci tells you? What this fortune cookie tells you might actually be true. That would be a good, you have to make the slip of paper a little larger, but it'd be a good fortune.
Tons of people in Chicago are getting their shots. Too bad they're buying a 45 and not the vaccine.
I know Fox is all over this story, this terrible story in Queens in the Far Rockaway. There was a 10-year-old black kid was shot. It was just a random bullet struck him down. 10 years old. He was a math whiz, about to enter the sixth grade, and he's dead. And so Fox has been calling AOC's office and Black Lives Matter's offices, if they have offices, and asking them if they have a comment on whether or not the kid's name is Justin. Does Justin's life matter? No response.
If the administration thinks paying money to South Americans will stop illegal immigration, why don't they just pay it directly to the coyotes?
I know. You know, this is just so out of control. And the best thing they had going for him was remain in Mexico. And Biden's crew, Biden's handlers, his caregivers were so obsessed with Trump derangement syndrome that they ended the remain in Mexico program. You couldn't just come into the United States. You had to make your appeal from Mexico. And of course, in Mexico, if you wanted to stay in Mexico, I don't think they have any welfare, or at least they don't have any kind of the welfare that the U.S. has. So nobody wanted to stay in Mexico. They just stay in whatever hellhole they came from. And it was getting the job done, which was keeping these indigents out of the United States and keeping all the resulting problems from them coming into the country by the millions. But, Biden and the Democrats, this is what they wanted. And this is why the everybody is turning against them, including the Hispanics in Texas.
Biden's meeting up with Putin, probably getting Hunter a job at Gazprom.
Yeah, maybe Biden's going to try to find out the name of the new mayor of Moscow and introduce Hunter to his wife, and maybe Hunter can get another $3.5 million.
Dr. Fauci calling to personally thank Howie Carr for suggesting the title to my best-selling book to be Expect the Unexpected.
But it was unexpectedly taken off the Amazon and Barnes & Noble websites.
That's what you get when you leave reading, writing, and arithmetic and go for racist ranting and rigmarole.
Rhetoric instead of rigmarole, but otherwise that works perfectly.
Just to give some perspective on how bad Joe Biden's economy is, earlier today, U.S. Customs seized $1.7 million of lumber being smuggled inside shipments of cocaine.
That joke shouldn't be as funny as it is, but it works.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the chump line today. The chump line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any hour of the day or night, including weekends. The chump line number, if you'd like to leave such a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Leave your message. Press 2 for the chump line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message just now or you'd just like to hear more chump line messages, there's always Chopped Chumps. We post that every weekday evening around 7 o'clock Eastern Time. Get Chopped Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcast. The Chump Line is brought to you by Matthews Brothers, America's oldest window manufacturer. This week, remembering the father of medicine, good old Hippocrates, who coined the phrase, first, do no harm. This used to be taught in better medical schools to healthcare professionals. When did that change?
And just think, the Krispy Kreme donut, the free beer, the free marijuana shot, a chance at $15 million. All this and more can be yours if the jab is right.
People want to know, when are they going to offer ammo? When are they going to offer fentanyl? They're holding out for an even bigger reward, supposedly. I'm Howie Carr.
Be a part of the show. Call 844-500-4242. And mind your manners.
People lose teeth talking like that. If you want to hang around, you'll be polite.
The Howie Carr Show will return in a moment. He's the undisputed king of New England talk radio.
No brag, just fact.
Howie Carr.
Support your brain health and cognitive performance with clinically studied ingredients found only in Superbeats Memory and Focus Chews. Get a free 30-day supply of Superbeats Memory and Focus with your purchase of Superbeats Heart Chews when you shop at superbeatsradio.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will Kamala Harris ever be the president of the United States?
I'm going to say no. I'm not sure, but I'm going to say no.
66% say no.
All right. So this Pakistani-American from the private schools, from an elite background, now she claims she's a victim. Dr. Aruna Killanani spewed race-hating virtual
more
remarks.
More like I want to kill a nanny, am I right?
Killanani. Killanani. That's a good one. Killanani. A white nanny. Killanani. Spewed the race-hating virtual remarks at the Ivy League institution's Child Study Center on April 6th. This is a good way of at the Child Study Center. She said, these are quotes, and again, we're not going to play them because they're just not clear enough. I had fantasies of unloading a revolver into the head of any white person that got in my way, burying their body and wiping my bloody hands as I walked away, relatively guiltless, with a bounce in my step, like I did the world a bleeping favor. Bleeping, that's an explicative deleted, as Mara Gay would say. But she posted a sort of a preface to her remarks. Is that how you'd describe it yesterday, Taylor?
More like an epilogue.
Oh, an epilogue. Okay.
So there's a disclaimer that Yale had to put about how violent my talk was. I'm going to read it to you. This video contains profanity and imagery of violence. Yes. Yale School of Medicine expects the members of our community to speak respectfully to one another and to avoid the use of profanity as a matter of professionalism and acknowledgement of our common humanity. Yale School of Medicine does not condone imagery of violence or racism against any group. I'm the violent one. I'm the crazy one. I'm the profane, disrespectful one.
That's a Big Ten four.
No professionalism. I didn't see that coming. Oh, wait, I did. I began my talk by saying that if I start talking about race in this way, I'm going to be seen as the crazy, psychotic one. And white
yes, you
people
are.
Just followed my textbook like a damn script.
Wow. I'm going to assume, you know, coming from her elite background, she doesn't have a gun permit, but there's no way she should be allowed to have a gun. If you said that, if I said that, if we were as unhinged, as deranged as she is, they'd be coming for our firearms, if nothing else. Would you want someone like that living next door to you? If that's the way they were behaving? This woman is a psychiatrist? Good Lord. 844-500-4242. Amazing. But this is woke culture. This is what they're being taught in the schools. Everybody's being taught this in the schools. And that includes the colleges. There's a great column in the Wall Street Journal today about from a guy who went to Haverford College in Pennsylvania. And he's just saying that he used to like to hire people from the Ivy Leagues, but he doesn't want to now because he just doesn't think that there's no one there he wants to hire. He says they're all followers, and if they do fight back, they're kind of unhinged and out of control like this woman is. And so he just, but he says most of them are just being trained as followers. And he ends the piece by saying that he hired an Ivy Leaguer or was talking to one, and the guy said to him, the first thing I learned when I was a freshman is never say what I feel. This is what you get for going to an Ivy League college now. You learn to keep your mouth shut and your head down if you're not a member of a protected class. And I think he's right. I mean, if my kids went to BC and Boston College and SMU, Southern Methodist, and those schools are still okay, I think, but you know they're going left too, I think. And this guy who wrote the piece in the Wall Street Journal said, Rutgers, the kids are as smart as Ivy League, but they're not as indoctrinated. But look at what happened with Rutgers. I mean, they had the chancellor and his top assistant put out a statement a couple of weeks ago denouncing anti-Semitism and the war against Israel by Gaza in the Gaza Strip, and they had to apologize. They had to apologize for coming out against anti-Semitism and saying we should have included our sympathies for the Palestinian people and the oppression they are suffering under the occupation, or words to that effect. Maybe Rutgers is okay now, but Rutgers is going the way of all the other colleges. 844-500-4242. We'll be right back with your calls. I'm Howie Carr. A lot of us are going to be on the move again this summer. So my advice to you, take your Raycons with you. Whether you're working out to a pumped up playlist or listening to a podcast on your commute, a pair of Raycon wireless earbuds in your ears can make all the difference. With Raycon, you get crisp, powerful beats at half the price of other premium audio brands. Their wireless earbuds look great and feel even better. They come in a range of cool colors with customizable gel tips for a comfortable in-ear fit. Raycons are built to go wherever wherever you go with quick and seamless Bluetooth pairing and a compact charging case. And with a 24-hour battery life, they're a must-have for your daily grind, all day, every day. Get 15% off Raycon at buyraycon.com/Howie. Raycon has a 45-day happiness guarantee, so give them a try. You'll be surprised you ever went anywhere without them. That's buyraycon.com/Howie for 15% off your order. buyraycon.com/Howie.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Grace has started posting all the emails and the voice messages from Hate Mail Monday, and we just put it up online at HowieCarShow.com. If you didn't hear Hate Mail Monday, or you just like to see hear the email, the voicemails, and see the emails again in the message board messages, just go to HowieCarShow.com and it's right there at the top, Hate Mail Monday. You can also check out Howie's Homework. That has some of the stories that we've been talking about today. And you can also check out our store at HowieCarShow.com. Just click on store and you can get any number of great products, including the t-shirt I'm wearing again today. Follow the science, ditch the masks. It's a nice black t-shirt with the red and white lettering. Follow the science, ditch the masks. Go to HowieCarShow.com and click on store.
Did you notice the dot on the I in science is a little COVID virus?
Oh, I didn't. I was wondering what that was, but it's a COVID virus.
It's a little COVID virus.
Okay. I was, see, not having my MD or my PhD, I didn't know that that was a COVID virus. But there it is on Follow the Science. I'm pointing to it now on social media. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. Just a couple of stories here to read. Pizza delivery driver shoots attempted robber in Glynn County. That's Georgia. A routine pizza delivery turned deadly in Brunswick, Georgia. The Glynn County Police Department said a pizza delivery driver shot and killed a man who tried to rob him Saturday night. The man was armed with a knife and tried to rob the pizza delivery driver outside of an uninhabited trailer. He brought a knife to the gunfight. The sheriff said the man shot the robber in self-defense. He was 37 years old. His name was Jeremy Hicks, and he
may he rest in pizza.
He had just served 15 years in prison for an armed robbery. I guess he didn't learn much when he was in stir.
What do people think? I used to deliver pizza. We never carried more than $20 in change on us.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. What was he thinking? He stakes out an uninhabited trailer. And so he had to wait till the sun went down to find out where there was no lights.
He gave the driver, I read the story, he gave the driver the wrong address, so the driver had to call him. Then he gave directions to the trailer.
Right.
And that's when he tried to get the jump on him, but the driver had the jump with his pistol.
The driver was probably, when he saw no lights in the trailer, he probably suspected something. What if he had gone to what if he'd been directed to a houseboat? Would that have been different?
I've never delivered to a houseboat. Delivered to strip clubs.
Are there many orders to pizza delivery men? Can you tell us, are there many orders to houseboats? Anyway, this is a bad story. Dorchester man accused of raping woman on ferry from Martha's Vineyard to Woods Hole on the mainland. A 20-year-old Dorchester man is accused of sexually assaulting an 18-year-old woman on a Steamship Authority ferry that went from Martha's Vineyards to Woods Hole yesterday afternoon. Bruno Sanchez DeJesus was later arrested by Massachusetts State Police and charged with two counts of rape. DeJesus left the dock as a passenger in a commercial box truck. The description of the truck was broadcast, and a trooper from the Bourne Barracks located and stopped the vehicle on Route 28 North in Falmouth. He was booked at the Bourne Barracks and held on $250,000 cash bail. Judge Paul Pino reduced the bail today to $25,000 and ordered GPS monitoring and a stay-away, no-contact order from the alleged victim. A spokesman in Falmouth District Court said the report has been entirely redacted due to the sensitivity of the case. A probable cause hearing for DeJesus is scheduled for June 29th. What are the odds that DeJesus is going to show up? Bruno Sanchez DeJesus is going to show up on June 29th. I'm not betting on it. Unlike the judge, apparently. 844-500-4242. Elaine, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Elaine.
Hello?
Go ahead.
The Biden crime family, how could they, did he get a security clearance? Biden, I'm sure he didn't get a, I mean, he's a national security risk. How could he get a security risk? Did he get a security clearance?
You mean Hunter, right?
Hunter and his father. His father's getting 10% of the money.
Well, I know, but you know, Elaine, they're still, you know, if it ever came down to a legal matter, they would still claim that it was Russian disinformation and they would deny everything. You understand that, right?
This is
I know what you're saying, but you know what? And again, I mean, this laptop. How much stuff is on this laptop that they can come up with new stuff? This is we're now more than 6 months out from when the laptop was found, and they're still coming up with new scintillating, salacious material on almost a weekly basis.
And nothing gets done. The FBI is corrupt. The Justice Department is corrupt. The Supreme Court is dysfunctional. I mean, we don't have any law. We don't have any justice anymore. Ever since Obama became president, he ruined the whole government.
I know. I mean, it's, yeah, Trump didn't get the job done cleaning up the FBI or the Justice Department. I don't know who could have done it. I mean, he made a mistake early on by not firing Comey on day one, by hiring Sessions as the AG, and it was he could never really get control of it again. It spiraled out of control. Thanks for the call, Elaine. I don't blame you for being frustrated. Washington Post is reporting today that the state attorney general of New York is probing whether Governor Cuomo aides retaliated against sex harass accusers. Special state investigators probing sexual harassment allegations against Governor Cuomo are focusing on whether any of his accusers were illegally targeted for retaliation, according to a story in the Washington Post.
This guy had victims and goons on his payroll?
What?
His aides, Cuomo's aides?
Well, I think, you know, it says, you know, he was talking with his goon brother, Chris Cuomo. I wonder if he's going to be questioned by the AG. I think is he going to be questioned by whoever's investigating the special treatment that they were giving out for checking, you know, whether people were positive in the early days of the virus? Because he was also involved in that. I mean, he may be getting calls from several different law enforcement agencies. The witnesses were specifically asked about calls and messages that took place before Cuomo's office released former aide Lindsay Boylan's personnel file to reporters. This is the first woman who stepped forward. She's running for borough president of Manhattan. And so once she decided to step forward, they released her employment records. It's the old Clinton style. You know, Cuomo worked for Clinton, and Clinton always used, when a woman would step forward against him, they'd use the nuts and sluts defense, as I think it was Carville termed it. James Carville termed it. The three-term governor personally talked with advisors about how to handle the allegations from Boylan. People familiar with those conversations told the paper. None of the advisors were identified in the report today, which is, I guess, posted online, but Cuomo has acknowledged that his brother, CNN anchor Chris Cuomo, took part in a series of high-level strategy sessions. Boylan, now a candidate for Manhattan Borough President, has said her personnel file was leaked in an attempt to smear her. Boylan initially accused Cuomo of having harassed her about her looks in December, but in February published a detailed essay on the Medium website in which she said Cuomo kissed her without consent in his Manhattan office and asked her to play strip poker during a flight on his official jet. The essay spurred several other women to go public with other allegations against Cuomo. I think the number is 9, isn't it? Let me correct the headline for you, says 508. New York Attorney General who plans to run for governor in 2022 is investigating her competition, Governor Cuomo. Yeah, that's a legitimate correction, but I got no problem with that. You know, what's sauce for the goose is sauce for the gander. If they can go after Trump, they can go after Cuomo, too. We have a new statement today from Donald Trump, the 45th president of the United States.
So Nigeria banned Twitter a few days ago. Did you see this?
Yes, because I did see that.
Twitter
They tweeted out a statement on Twitter saying that Twitter was henceforward banned.
Well, because
in Nigeria.
I guess Twitter deleted one of the president's tweets in Nigeria. So Donald Trump came out today and said, congratulations to the country of Nigeria who just banned Twitter because they banned their president. More countries, in all caps, should ban Twitter and Facebook for not allowing free and open speech. All voices should be heard. In the meantime, competitors will emerge and take hold. Who are they to dictate good and evil if they themselves are evil? Perhaps I should have done it while I was president. But Zuckerberg kept calling me and coming to the White House for dinner telling me how great I was. 2024 question mark.
Now he's trolling. He's just screwing around.
When has he stopped trolling?
But I mean, it's even more trolling than normal. This is just crazy. Officer Mark says in this case in Georgia, it wasn't pan pizza. It was BAM pizza. 844-5-
ha, 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 ha.
How many, you'd think in 15 years in prison, the guy would have a chance to say, if I ever get out and do another armed robbery, I'm going to make sure that I have more than a knife. If I think that the guy I'm robbing has a gun, you know, you think he would have learned something, but apparently he was a slow learner and now he's going to be not learning anything. Benny, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Benny.
Hey, Howie, how's it going?
Good.
Good. Yeah. With this Yale professor, not professor, psychopath, I mean PhD.
She's an MD. She's an MD, Benny.
Even better. You know, you hit the nail on the head when you said that students need to keep their heads down and mind their business in
these
bastions of liberalism. And I had a similar experience. I graduated 15 years ago from a local Catholic college. And, you know, I went into it conservative and you know, a little bit more outspoken, not obnoxious, but you know, I held true to my beliefs. And I was a straight A student straight through high school, and sure enough, first semester in college, I'm getting B's. And I ran into a lot of interference, and finally I realized how the game needed to be played, and I kept my head down and I minded my business and finished summa cum laude. But I'll never forget, I was a political science major, and I quoted one of your columns one time in one of my papers. Professor pulled me aside after class and said, if you ever quote that man in one of your papers again, you're getting an F.
That's quite a compliment to me, Benny. I appreciate it. That makes my day. That's, you know, I was once cited in a murder trial in Hillsborough County when they were doing jury selection. And they said, do you ever read Howie Carr's columns in the Boston Herald or listen to him on the radio station? This is Manchester, New Hampshire, Hillsborough County. And if you said yes, you were stricken from the jury pool. I took that as a compliment too, Benny. Thanks for making my day. 844-500-4242. The frenzied real estate market is causing bidding wars across certain segments. Real estate brokers are holding calls for highest and best offers because demand is so high. How do you as a seller know if you have realized all of the money for your property and if you sold under the best terms? You wouldn't hire a refrigerator repairman to fix your valuable car. So when selling real estate, let the bidding war experts for over 45 years sell your property quickly, contingency-free, and for true market value. Recent real estate auctions for Howie Carr Show listeners have attracted as many as 35 qualified cash-ready buyers battling for their properties. At the end of your auction, you will know that no money was left on the table. Remember, when you sell your real estate in the usual way with a broker, you pay the commission. But in a J.J. Manning auction, the buyer pays, and that saves you, the seller, thousands of dollars right there by itself. Whether residential, commercial, or land, J.J. Manning can get your property sold now. To learn more on how to get your property sold quickly and contingency-free, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you can be the next one. Call Charlie today at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your property sold. I'm Howie Carr.
Born in Maine, made in Massachusetts, and now a resident of the Sunshine State, Howie Carr, the original carpetbagger.
That's the Democratic Party for you.
I've written to Washington about it.
What do you want to write to Washington for? He's dead.
Howie Carr is back.
More good news for Republicans on multiple fronts today. Alyssa Milano is considering a run for Congress in 2024 in the state of California. She teased her potential campaign in an interview with The Hill published Tuesday. And then there's Rebecca Jones. She's that faker in Florida who's got restraining orders out against her, has been charged with all kinds of things. She's the one who was a whistleblower, quote-unquote, against Ron DeSantis, and everything she said turned out to be false. She says she's going to run against Matt Gaetz. That'll be quite the campaign, huh? With what he's accused of and what she's accused of. She was sleeping with her one of her students at Florida State, and supposedly he may have actually fathered her child, allegedly, according to what's online and what's in the court documents. That would be quite a campaign. Matt Gaetz versus Rebecca Jones and Alyssa Milano. God only knows who she's running against. 844-500-4242. Russ, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Russ.
You know, Howie, in Massachusetts, pizza delivery guy would have lost his gun license, get jail time, plus be sued for wrongful death by the family. And why? Because here in Massachusetts, this wackadoo state that it is, he would be expected to give up the pizza and the money.
And the car.
It's just incredible, Howie.
I know. That's the way it is. Same with New York State, too. People have been charged or at least taken before a grand jury in New York City for defending themselves against crimes like this. This is the way it goes, though, in Massachusetts. Thanks for the call, Russ. Zebra, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Zebra.
Hi. Thanks a lot for the time, Howie. I appreciate the show. This disclaimer, I'm a free choice person, so I'm not putting anyone down with masks or anyone down with vaccines. I think everyone has the right choice. But to my point, why if they want everyone to get vaccines? Well, it's a theory, but if you wanted to destroy the forensic evidence within the population that we were over COVID many months ago, you would have everyone vaccinated because there's no way to tell between antibodies from a vaccine or naturally getting over it.
Yeah, I don't know, Zebra. I don't know how it works, but... I don't know why they're so concerned about getting everybody vaccinated. They're saying even in San Francisco, they're approaching herd immunity. But of course, probably Fauci will try to move up that you need 95% to have herd immunity. I'm Howie Carr.